It's the 10-day dawn festivities or Tahiyyeh Fajr. On the 12th of Bahman in Iranian calendar or January the 31st, the first day of the festivities, millions of Iranians celebrate the return of the late Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution, to Iran from exile. Back in 1979, some 140 international reporters accompanied Imam Khomeini on a chartered flight from Paris. When the plane entered Iranian airspace, a joyous crowd of up to 6 million people rushed to the streets of the capital to welcome their leader. To mark this important day in history, tens of thousands gathered at Imam Khomeini's mausoleum in southern Tehran.
Today is also the first day of the 10-day dawn festivities in Iran, which marked the victory of Islamic Revolution back in 1979.
Imam Khomeini was named Man of the Year in 1979 by American news magazine Time for his international influence and has been described as the virtual face of Islam in Western popular culture. After more than three decades, his thoughts and beliefs continue to inspire millions of Muslims across the globe.
We youngsters were born after the revolution, so we didn't see that historic day. But with what we have heard from our fathers, we have become more determined than them to safeguard the revolution and its end results.
We came here to pay tribute to Imam Khomeini, because all the good things we have now are because of him.
Imam Khomeini spent more than 14 years in exile, mostly in the holy city of Najaf in Iraq. He also spent some time in Turkey and France before his return to Iran.
This day is important because it's the day that people toppled the former regime of Shah and said yes to Islamic Republic.
Together with my students, I came here to respect and protect the values of the Islamic Revolution.
During the 10-day dawn festivities, Iranians take part in different events and activities to remember their revolution. Every year, tens of millions of Iranians also take to the streets to commemorate the final day of the festivities, on the 22nd of Bahman or February the 10th, which marks the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Qamar Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.